Well, Crosstalk with a KNC Masterpiece live from Jake's coming up at 9:40 right now out to California for Cowboys Insider Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. That looked and sounded like a crazy day of practice yesterday, Nick, was it?
Yes. Every time you looked up, I was kind of standing closer to the exit, and so I got a great view of several guys just walking off, limping off. That's what I saw more than anything than things on the field were the guys that were walking off the field.
Give us the ones most to least or least to most concerning that happened yesterday in your mind.
Well, yeah, I think Jaden Blue, especially from a standpoint of a guy, I think that everybody's excited to see, wanting to who's going to actually play in the preseason. I think he would be a guy that you would be somewhat worried about. It looked like it was in the foot to ankle and calf area because, he did have a little walking boot. But then later on in the walkthrough, he was just more of a sleeve. So he was out there at least for that. And it shouldn't be too serious, I wouldn't think. Jake Ferguson got hit pretty good in the back. And it was kind of it was just an accidental play. But he took a nice little shot back there. And, I think he'll be fine as well. I guess, I'm trying to think of some of the other injuries. But I think those two for sure were the ones that were, somewhat worried about.
Where were Jerry and Micah for practice?
Great question. It depends on who you ask. It's like, oh, are they signing? Are they, are they playing Xbox? I don't know. A lot of different areas are different answers there. But, Micah did. He was back for the next walkthrough. But the official word from the team was that he was getting treatment on the back tightness.
How often can you remember Jerry missing practice?
I don't know if we've kept tabs on that one.
Yeah. I feel like there's been times we've been out there where I haven't noticed him.
He's just always, he comes up, he's sitting up there and you can't, it's hard to see. I had to bust out the camera. The super zoom.
You can't look up there and tell if that's Jerry or Steven?
No, sometimes they're sitting. If they're standing up, yes.
Yeah.
But sometimes Jerry's sitting, and I'm like, all right, that looks like him, but let's be sure.
Right. I don't know if we've had a big, if there's been a streak on that one. Like, oh, he's made all these practices. But, I feel like he's missed some too. So, I think it was more of the coincidence of them together, both missing and knowing how long. All the talk that's been of them not talking that much. Maybe that was it. I don't know. I've seen the reports about the meeting and all that. I've been told, maybe that didn't happen. But maybe it didn't happen for 4 hours. You know what I mean? Maybe it was three. Who knows?
Yeah.
One way or another. We all know this thing has to, they're going to have to meet at some point to get this thing done.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com on the D&M Leasing Hotline. That was me last night saying I was told that they had met for a long time Wednesday night, just to balance things out. I had Broadus, Slater, they're hitting me up saying no, multiple people. Basically all the insiders that I've talked to or have contacted me said I did not hear that happened or it did not take place. So that is just for everyone to know. I'm just going off of what I was told from someone who has told me stuff in the past. What is on your checklist for the Rams game tomorrow?
Well, the starting running back position is the one that I just want to see. I want to see what happens there. That's on the checklist for the Eagles game. So you start there and then you're like, okay, that being said, what can we see from that against the Rams? And I don't know if we will there. Because I don't think Javonte Williams will get the start. He won't play a whole lot. Miles Sanders won't play either. But, you can kind of see, well, if Jaden Blue you know, goes out and has a great game, then maybe that does affect that first game against the Eagles. But so he was one that I really wanted to see. I wanted to see that position. I think Phil Moffa will still run a lot. I mean, he's probably going to get the bulk of the carries. You might see Hunter Lipke there. So running back's going to be a position that I want to look at there. And then cornerback, you could go down the list of just about every position, but, you know, corner, they didn't cover the Rams very, very well the other day. Now, I don't know if they're going to go up against Davante Adams, Puka Nacua. I doubt it that they play. This is always one of those things. You hope the other team plays their starters, but you don't want to play yours, you know, so just so the backups can get some really good competition. But corner and running back are the two that I think I'll probably have my eye on the most. But with like a six-way tie for other positions for third, you know, there's a lot of other spots there too.
Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Nick, when you look at – every year we get into training camp, and I feel like after a few weeks it kind of – We start sensing, ooh, maybe that guy's in trouble. Or, oh, maybe this guy that we didn't think was going to be on the roster now looks like he's got a chance to sneak on. As we enter the first preseason game, who are some of those names for you that stand out as, man, this is a veteran who might be in trouble, who might have to play a little bit in the second half, and who's a guy who maybe is going to sneak onto this roster?
Well, you know, I'll answer the second part of that first. I mean, just when you're looking at the cornerback position, Zion Childress, I believe, is, you know, the rookie from Kentucky's playing a lot in slot, and Keemon Hall's getting a lot of work in the slot there as well. Those are two guys I wouldn't have had on the team, and they may not be on the team, but they're the guys right now that are getting a lot of work there in the, you know, cornerback position, especially because these guys that are banged up there. So those two guys I certainly wouldn't have had on the team. And then when you look at, you know, on the flip side, guys that, you know, it's going to be a challenge for them. That whole offensive line, there's just so many players there. I don't know how many you could keep from a veteran standpoint. You know, looking at the TJ Bass, Brock Hoffman's, you know, Hakeem Adeniji. I mean, Charles, like, there's no way they can keep all these guys. So that's just one position. I don't think that I'm giving you these great names. You're like, oh, you know, what happens if he doesn't make it? I'm just saying there's something's got to give there. But I don't know if there's a lot of spots. I mean, I love your answer there too, because I don't know if this team is good enough, deep enough where they're going to be cutting, you know, veteran players that have been around for a while.
So the one that stands out to me that I don't know how they're going to fit everybody that they either like, has had a good camp, or somebody they're committed to, is receiver. To me, looks crowded. I don't know if Brooks is going to be here. Are they going to have to move on from Flannoy? Are they going to have a veteran that they say, you know what, we're just going to have to cut ties here because we like these young guys?
Yeah, that is one when you look at Tolbert, Tolbert I think is going to make it, but if a team is calling and they have something to give that the Cowboys want, and maybe they're looking for a position, receiver would be one. Now, I'd be worried on doing that just because when you get an injury, I don't see Jalen Tolbert having a great camp. He's been the third guy, and he hasn't really even been the third best receiver, because Turpin, it seems like he's done so much more. But you know, if an injury were to happen, you would certainly want an experienced player like Jalen Tolbert out there. So, yeah, I mean, I would think you're right about receiver bingo and with Brooks and those guys, Flannoy, there's no way you can keep all those guys.
Nick, do you expect any surprises from a who plays perspective?
Yes, because there's always some, but. I remember being out there it might have been last year or a couple of years ago, where you go out to the stadium and you see about 27 guys that are in this conditioning run, and you're like, oh, okay, those are the guys that aren't playing. And you to me, you get a little bit more surprised on how many guys aren't playing. Like, oh, I didn't think so-and-so would be in that group. You know, I would think he'd be up there. I think I'll be surprised. I mean, I'm expecting a lot of guys not to play. For me, the surprise will be, you know, just guys, fringe players that are held out. You know, just because there's so many guys that will play, and then we're still, you know, still a little bit, you know, what, 4 weeks away from the season. And I just think that they're going to be very, very cautious.
Nick, what's your score prediction for tomorrow? You saying that for the website?
No, yeah. I think like 13 to 11. I didn't want to say the other score. I didn't want to offend you guys. You know, so I was 13 to 9. How about that?
What preseason? Yeah,
right. I know this. It's a rivalry. You know, it's always a rivalry.
Rivalry. Right.
I blocked extra point, and the Cowboys will win 13 to 9.
There we go.
Thank you, Nick. Enjoy it. We'll recap Monday. Appreciate you.
All right, see you guys.
The great Nick Eatman from California, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. What preseason sport would you feel the most and least comfortable betting on, and which one is the most bet on?
Well, the NFL is the most bet on, I would assume.
Okay.
I feel most comfortable NBA.
NBA
preseason, because all you need is a little bit of insight as to who's going to play in that game, which you can get. And it's you're cooking, baby.
What about soccer friendlies?
I don't know how to bet soccer.
Let's go and see what happened last night. Fan Phenom auditions. Ooh, Fred was apparently there co-hosting with Chia Fallo, and we'll set you up for today, the KNC Masterpiece at Jake's, when we crosstalk with the fellas next on Sean and RJ.